Hello, you lovely lot, and welcome to Who Knew, a Doctor Who podcast. I am your host, Josh Carr, and it's been a while, hasn't it? Firstly, apologies for that. The show has been on a hiatus for most of this year, for a multitude of reasons that I won't get into now. But I thought I wanted to come back because it's the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who. The reason why I'm here doing this and chatting. And at the same time, it's also the third anniversary of Who Knew. So 3 years ago, 23rd of November, 2020, the first episode dropped. And obviously 60 years ago, the first episode of Doctor Who dropped. So we share a birthday. So I thought, even if there's no new episodes, I wanted to do something to celebrate. One thing that is synonymous with Who Knew is the final question that I ask at the end of every podcast, which is, what does Doctor Who mean to you? And I think I and many people have been thinking a lot about that recently with the birthday coming up. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to sort of gather all of those answers and sort of definitively answer that question through the voices of all of the wonderful guests that I've had on over the past 3 years. So this is sort of like a little clip show, a little compilation of all of the answers that have been given to that question over the years, and I think it makes for a lovely listen, especially around this time of the year, because it is the season for gushing over Doctor Who a little bit, isn't it? So without further ado, and in no particular order, here are the answers to that age-old question: what does Doctor Who mean to you?
Without Doctor Who, I don't think I'd be the person I was today, and I'm not just talking about YouTube, I'm not just talking about the stuff that I make and being at like a media uni. I mean, like, personality, who I am,
yeah,
my own morals and ethics. It's, you know, people talk about education and Doctor Who and is that the right thing, but Doctor Who's always been educational to me because it always teaches you right and wrong in a way different from like Star Wars, you know. It's mm-hmm. exemplified. It's that, like, the Doctor is a character, male or female, or, you know, black or white, it doesn't matter. The Doctor is a character that has always represented this idea of using the mind, thinking your way around problems, not having to fight your way out of things. And it sounds a bit like cheesy here and there, but I think that is something I've always kind of kept with me as a person. I think I've always kind of stuck by that, in a sense where, like, growing up, the show was a huge factor in me going, growing up into who I am now. I've never stopped watching it. It's been there all the way through my life, and it will continue to be, hopefully. It's a fantastic show, but not just because it has a few good episodes here and there, and there's a great direction, like one every series or something, and there's like a character return, and it's a great show because of, at its core, it is positive, it's uplifting, and it teaches everyone, young and old, a lesson. Not just about history, not just about science, but about good ethics and morals. And I think that is important, especially in this day and age.
The thing that I found most marvellous about Doctor Who was that, as a child, it gave me a moral compass. My parents were not religious. I was not religious growing up. And if I find myself in a situation in the playground or in my life with a moral quandary, I would ask myself, what would the Doctor do? And that was usually the right answer. And so I think that is an amazing thing, growing up on a show where you can say that.
Doctor Who is, I was going to go, Doctor Who is life. But I'll stick with it. But yeah, yeah, Doctor Who is life. Doctor Who is life because Doctor Who is so freeing. Doctor Who is just so exciting. It's wonderful. It's wacky. It's weird. It's bizarre. Anything goes. It's just very cool.
I don't think there's been a day in the past like 10 years where I haven't thought about Doctor Who. Like, it has infected my mind. Like, every single moment I'm thinking about Doctor Who. If it's not thinking about my YouTube channel, it's just thinking about the show in general. Or I'm talking about it on Twitter. Or I'm seeing one of my friends and we're talking about it. Like, it's such an integral part of my life. And now with my YouTube channel, like, my name is associated with Doctor Who. Like, I will see people talk about me online. I'm like, oh yeah, I exist as a person. And I'm here and people actually watch what I do. And it's really, really strange. Yeah. So I feel like my identity is now wrapped in with Doctor Who. But I feel like I have a somewhat healthy relationship with it where I'm happy to make fun of my favorite television show. Whereas I feel like some people take it very personally if you critique it in any way, shape or form.
Yeah.
Whereas I think critiquing something you love is very important. And if we don't question the things we love, bad things can happen.
I think the first thing that came to mind was like my childhood, but it's also taken on this greater meaning of what this documentary journey has been. Mm-hmm. And in that, it would be my friendship with Matthew. It would be meeting all these fans and being introduced to this family of people. So in ways, it's also, I feel when I hear Doctor Who, it's this opportunity. It's like becoming a part of something, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess it is this extended, this family or this knit of people, this community that I'm becoming a part of, and mm-hmm. I'm getting to know more and more about. So it's an open door in many ways. And it goes deep, like back to that time when I was sitting on the couch with my dad watching this funny show.
Yeah.
So it's yeah, an open door of people in a community.
It's like this. This is sounding awful, where I'm going to phrase it, but it's like this constant reassuring noise in the back of my head. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think there's now a day when, if I'm bored, or actually, you know, if worse, if I'm at the dentist, which I hate, the way I would get through a dental procedure would be that I would list in my head all Doctor Who stories. So, you know, mm-hmm. in he'd go with his drill, and I'd be thinking, like a child that died, such a destruction, Marco Polo, is now in a Aztec sense. I'd do that all the way up to the most recent broadcast episode. And if I could do that more than two or three times in a row, it was taking too long, but it wouldn't ever be that bad. If I'm in the sauna at my gym, and I hate the sauna at my gym, I time how long I can spend in the sauna by reciting that list once. And once mm-hmm. I get to now a Revolution of the Daleks, I think, crap, I can come out of the sauna. So, I mean, and that's a ridiculous example, but for me, it has now become, I mean, having, there were a few years in the 90s, I barely thought of Doctor Who, but now it's strange. It's this wonderful constant, and I can't really tell anymore where I stop and Doctor Who begins. I mean, it's just, it's something which is, it's frustrating at times. I don't always like it very much. I mean, but that's true of people in your family, you know. It's the one television program which feels to me like a family member. And I know now, and it's rather like, it's a lovely thing, actually. I'm fairly sure that one day I shall die and it will still be going. And that makes me happier than that suggests I should feel. But it's true. I think there was a time when I would have been horrified at the idea that there would be Doctor Who stories broadcast that I would never watch. And now there's nothing that makes me happier than to think this is like a family member that is going to survive me. And mm-hmm. it will always be there. I mean, I think that's so extraordinary. So I don't know quite, that's not a very simple answer, but I think for me, it's something which gives me a constant sense of reassuring joy.
To me, Doctor Who has always been a magical part of my past and my present. It's been the escape, I think, as a child and still as an adult. It brought me into the business because it taught me about special effects, it taught me about lighting and camera angles and makeup and costume and timing and writing, and gave me that thirst to find out what lies behind the picture, as well as entertaining me. So it's Doctor Who will always be my hero. It will always be part of my life, and I will always love it.
It is the source of probably most, if not all, of my guiding inspirations, particularly with the music, that goes without saying. Because I am just in awe of what Delia and the Radiophonic Workshop did in the 60s, and it's constantly inspires me to do something, to make music. You know, it's one of my biggest musical influences, absolutely. And then, like, Doctor Who is the show. Well, I can't stop talking about it, so it must be doing something
good.
Yeah,
I know. Tell me about it. It's literally the main reason I've made this podcast. It's just so I can talk about it anymore, really.
And to touch on something I said at some point, you know, 84 years ago in this recording, is that it's the infinite potential. To quote Star Trek, infinite diversity in infinite combinations. That is what I think the show is the fact that there's no limitations on the possibility or the imagination. Yeah. And it is just a constantly finding new ways to tell stories, to make music, to inspire people. And that is just astonishing. Even when it's not officially on, it's still going somewhere, because it is loved by that many people. And the BBC may have had its rocky relationship with it every now and again, but clearly there's still a lot of love there. But yeah, it's fun. It can do anything and everything. It brings people together. It creates some of the stupidest memes I've ever seen on the internet.
It's just a bit good, isn't it?
Yeah. Really? It may not necessarily be great, but it is absolutely good.
I'm not sure if I could do a sentence. I could do word, but I'm then going to have to explain what I mean by that.
Go on, do that.
Which would be, and it's an interesting interesting combination. I would say a foundational prism.
Okay.
And by that pretentious statement, what I mean is that Doctor Who is something that I never discovered. It was just always there, and I've fleshed it out throughout my life for me. Mm-hmm. And by fleshing it out through the prism of Doctor Who, it has taught me pretty much everything. It's been a springboard for so many things in my life, whether that be learning about history or science, but also, as I mentioned in my introductory video to my series, the character of the Doctor taught me, alongside my father and my mother, how to be a good person, how to treat people. It's taught me everything, really. I can do kind of like only connect with pretty much anything in the world with Doctor Who, how it connects to Doctor Who in some way. And rather than saying, well, everything in the world is a way of me appreciating Doctor Who, I'm saying that Doctor Who is a way of me appreciating everything else in the world, whether that be other cultures, historical periods, people, having relationships, an understanding of and things. And being someone who, I'm not diagnosed, so maybe this is a bit unfair for me to say, but my wife is a special educational needs coordinator, and being a teacher for 11 years, I have some experience with this. It's quite likely that I'm a bit autistic, and therefore a lot of my life and my youth was about understanding social interactions, and I would say honestly that I learned to empathise with fictional characters through things like Doctor Who before I really worked out how to apply that to real life.
Yeah,
and I could do that because of things like Doctor Who. You know, it made me understand what it's like from other people's perspectives and viewpoints, and it taught me so much.
Doctor Who is life-changing and life-affirming in every possible way.
Doctor Who has given me the opportunity to not only find some extraordinary friends through the show, but more than anything, it's shown me how many wonderful people in this world that there are that I would never have met. And that's basically the fans around the world that have brought so much joy and given me such an opportunity to try and help as many people as I can if they need help, or just to hug somebody. You know, when somebody turns around, when somebody looks at you and you're hugging them and they said, "I've never been hugged in my life." And then, you know, all of the stories that I have to tell of different things that have happened and that one's been able to make just a little bit of difference for, you know, and Doctor Who gave me this worldwide ability to communicate with some of the most extraordinary people, brave. It's so amazing to me what so many people have come through. Mm-hmm. And that's what Doctor Who's given me. People like you, sweetheart.
Oh.
You know, like everybody, it's just a pure joy to have been part of and to still be part of and still meeting extraordinary, brave, wonderful people.
I don't think my life would be as anywhere as good, as productive, as creative, as social, and as enthralling as it has been if it wasn't for Doctor Who. It's given me a lot. There is a lot to thank this show for. And without Doctor Who, I don't think that I would be having anywhere near the experiences that I've had. And I can only thank it. It's perfect. It's been an incredible journey, and I have that show to thank for.
The first word that kind of pops into my head is everything, but that makes me sound like a very shallow person. But just to elaborate, I'd say care, kindness, and hope. Because fundamentally, it's a story about a triumph in the face of adversity, both on and off screen, which I think is just such a brilliant message and such a brilliant journey to follow, because so many people consider it their safe place, a place where they do and should feel welcome and feel embraced, that everyone has it in them to be a hero or to be saved. Now, there's no shade on either side of that, because, you know, you are worthy of all of that. It exists in all of us. We all have that potential, and we all have the right to experience all that the world, or indeed the universe, has to offer. Because, you know, in a world where winning is associated with, well, currently it seems the world winning is associated with aggression and cruelty and not caring, that there's this beacon that's been constant for more or less 60 years saying there is another way. I think that's so important to myself and to so many other people. And the fact that it has this open door to say, you are welcome here, is incredible.
Doctor Who, to me, means family, friendship, hope, passion, careers, just everything about life, the universe, and everything.
But what it means to me is just a real sense of like
self and identity in a way. And it's because, like I said, the reason The Parting of the Ways is on that DVD shelf is because it was the right story, the right doctor at the right time, when I had very little in terms of like guidance, knowing what I wanted to do. And then that story comes along, and Doctor Who Confidential as well, and shows me a path I didn't even know I could take, a path that I didn't even know existed. So creatively and like professionally, it means almost everything to me. But it's also just to quote Rose in that story, like, it shows you a better way of living your life, and that things can get better if you fight for it, in a sense. And I think in 2020 as well, when we're continually long game style being let down by the Adam Mitchells of the world, but we have each other, we have our fams, we have our mates, we have a loving community, contrary to what some people would like to try and drag us down into. But we do have a loving community, a community that is here for each other, that can help each other out and to help make each other better.
I think particularly from meeting other people that are involved with it, and other people, it's the only industry I've ever been in where people are mad passionate about it before they even try and get a job in it, on every single level. And I think what's really is this real sense, if you were a bookish child, if you were a nerd, you know, if you were kind of clever but you weren't very good at fighting, then it was a place for you, that this was the hero, you know, that didn't fight you, that quite often just ran away, I think was extremely important. And I think one of the reasons why, although I am pro having a female doctor, I have sons and I like having a role model for them who doesn't fight and who uses their brains to get out of difficult situations. I think from that perspective, and I think I've always found it very moving, how many young gay people grew up with Who, because it was the only show they had where at the end of the show, the hero and the heroine weren't expected to kiss, which must feel like something that we're losing or gaining or comes and goes. So the idea that it was inclusive before we even really knew what inclusive means, particularly in the 70s, I think is one of the things that makes it important. And also as a portrayal of masculinity, even if to have someone like that, they literally, because the patriarchy is so toxic, they literally have to come from another galaxy. But nonetheless, regardless of what galaxy they come from, they're there. And I think that means a lot to a lot of people.
To me, it's a fun outlet to let out so much creative juices because of how open the show is in concept. Because, you know, the anytime, anywhere, that leads to so much that you can do, whether it be the audios or so many different cosplay opportunities or so many fan films and everything a part of that. You know, it can combine anything, any format, any, like YouTube or scripts or TikToks, if you're into that, or conventions. Entire conventions can be based around this one kind of obscure from the 60s at a time nerd show. And I think that is what it means to me. It just means it is such an outlet for everything going on in here that can just be farted out onto the internet.
It meant that I wasn't alone.
It's what it's always meant ever since I was a kid. Life is scary and difficult, and there are a lot of bullies out there and a lot of hard things to deal with, but the doctor is your friend and will come and look after you and will take care of the bullies. Because there are a lot of bullies out there, but there is always a bigger bully, and one day a bully will face a bigger bully who will punch that bully in the nose, and that's the doctor. The doctor will just come and not just defeat the bullies or the villains. The doctor will embarrass them and make fun of them, and that's even worse. And you know, the doctor's on your side, always on your side.
Doctor Who is a timeless adventure full of hope.
What Doctor Who means to me is that moment on the TARDIS with David Tennant where he said, it feels like you're 8 years old and you have to be an adult at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I felt the other way around when I was watching it as a kid, and now I feel it as an adult. that it's so special as a show, because it digs in under the skin of everybody, and it's value system, it's morality, it's attitude to life, it's for the people sitting at the back of the class who don't have a place to go, and I was one of those guys, and in the end, Doctor Who feels like home to me.
To me personally, Doctor Who is about friendship. It's given me so many, regardless of my career, which yes, is probably all down to Doctor Who. It's just given me so many friends. My boyfriends, so many of my mates are all through in some way the world of Doctor Who. So I owe so much to it.
I don't want to overstate Doctor Who's importance. Like I worry about doing that. Like obviously it's changed my life. But I don't want to be the person who's like, Doctor Who is my world. And like, I wouldn't be the person I am today without Doctor Who. And I find that a little much. That said, Doctor Who has made me proud to be different.
Doctor Who, to me, means a sense of home, comma, nostalgia, comma, and joy. Just pure joy.
A big part of it is friendship and fun, I think, and a sense of belonging and community, and magic and optimism as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's not a sentence, that's just lots of words, but they're
the words that fit, aren't they?
Yeah.
Doctor Who literally means everything to me. Semicolon, so it's still a sentence. It means my work, my spare time, my life, and the first thing I fell in love with. So Doctor Who is absolutely everything to me.
It means so much. You know, I don't want to come across like, oh, it means everything to me, but it inspired me to want to make videos, it inspired me to want to write. You know, I wouldn't be working in the job that I'm working in if it wasn't for Doctor Who. And I've made so many wonderful friends through Doctor Who. And I've got a fantastic relationship with my brother because of Doctor Who, because he's just as mad as I am. So, you know, it means so much, you know, it means so much. And, you know, I couldn't imagine what my life would be like if Doctor Who wasn't there. It'd just be weird. I don't know what would I be obsessed with? I don't know.
It's TV and media that actually tries. In a country of so much TV and media that doesn't try. Pushing the envelope even if it's embarrassing itself in the process. That's been Doctor Who since day one.
Doctor Who to me shows the full extent of how much you can love life and the full spectrum of life and how vastly different and wild and unpredictable it can be.
Because it genuinely means everything to me. It is, it's the thing which has put me on my path. It's the thing which has given me, in one sentence, oh, I can't do this.
That's fine, just say what you want.
Adventure.
In one sentence is loose.
It's the thing which has given me a sense of humour, the sense of adventure, the sense of family, the sense of fun. It has given me so many of those things. And it's always the question that comes to your head when you come up against something different, bizarre, untoward, or even fairly normal. What would the Doctor do? And that's what Doctor Who means to me, is the fact that that's the first question that comes into my head.
Doctor Who means to me that anything is possible, wherever you are, whoever you are, and whoever you're with.
The Doctor embodies hope and the ability to heal. For me, that's those two things, you know, there's a warmth to all the doctors and a practicality, but also there's an overriding hope. We know that he's going to turn up without being a corny hero who we know is going to win the day, the doctor is going to in some way heal or help wherever he or she goes.
I would say that Doctor Who has sort of taught me that to make your world and your media and your story matter to people is to fill it with heart. I'd say that's probably where I'm at with my, that'd probably be my sentence. Just, yeah, it's just because it's just so full of heart more than anything else, I think.
It's hard, it's so hard to say it one sentence. A place of hope where there rarely is any in life, if that makes sense. It's a place of hope where so much of life is so difficult.
I would say it's the single biggest reason I've ever wanted to pursue anything creative in film or TV or digital spaces. I guess that's the one sentence line, isn't it? But yeah, to expand, I would just say, yeah, it expanded my imagination from a young age, and yeah, just it's amazing, and I love it.
And I could say many sentences that were obsessive and concerning. A full-time day job, but fun.
More than anything else, it's been the myth in my life, the central myth that has told me that anything is possible. That's it.
Oh. Gosh, it's quite, quite emotional, actually. Doctor Who has made me who I am today.
So there you have it. Those are the answers from my wonderful guests to that age-old question. What does Doctor Who mean to you? And I think the natural conclusion would be, not that anyone really cares, would be to ask me what Doctor Who means to me. But if I'm honest, it's a really cruel question, and I definitely couldn't sum it up in as many words and or in as few words as most of the people in this podcast did. But I think this is sort of a little showcase that hopefully displays it in my own way, because, you know, these past 3 years of doing Who Knew, I know it's been a little bit off and on recently, but it's given me some of the best experiences of my life. And it's been like three of the best years of my life, you know, interviewing three of the doctors on stage at Comic-Con, meeting so many amazing people that you just heard, like Katie Manning, Sophie Aldred, and so many other people in there that I can call very close friends now as well. And all the BFI screenings, all of that. It's been an incredible journey. I also just want to say a massive thank you to not only all of my fantastic guests that I've had on the show over the past 3 years. They've all been so generous with their time, and they've told some beautiful stories which have really made this podcast what it is. But also thank you to everybody who's ever listened, liked, shared, subscribed, whatever, to Who Knew, because like I said, all of those wonderful things that have happened to me have only happened because this took off, and it only took off because of you lot. So I when I say that you're a lovely lot, I really do mean it. Who knows, pardon the pun, but who knows what's in store for the podcast going forward. I'm still working that out. I'm still working it out, but hopefully there is some sort of a future for this show, because I love it. And, you know, 3 years on, I still harbour loving feelings for it, even though, you know, we're not active, so to speak, at the minute. But I just wanted to put this together just as a little fun thing for the anniversary of my favourite show on planet Earth, and the thing that brings me so much joy. So I suppose I'll finish off by saying happy birthday to Doctor Who. See you later.